Thank you for holding. Is this Michael?
Yes, him.
Hey, Michael. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing this morning?
Good. How about you?
So far, so good. I got my coffee going. Holiday spirit.
Nice.
I understand you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting your business on the first page of the Google search results?
Correct.
She wanted me to jump on the line, to go over some of the pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
No, not really. You explained it pretty well.
Okay. Yeah, Tara's one of my better reps, so usually she does a good job being pretty thorough. But I just want to let you know, like, the major benefit to you in all this is that we even have a listing available. If you look up, like, remodeling contractors in Pueblo or surrounding areas, there's a map that pops up to the right, and then there's only three guys that show up there. For the general contractors, it's like Peixota Construction, From a House to a Home, LLC. Have you ever heard of those guys before?
Yeah, I have.
Okay. So that's where we're talking about listing you. We only have one spot available for Google Places right now. So once we fill that listing, you know, we're at our max capacity as far as first page placement is concerned. We can't work with any other general contractors that fall within this service area. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it's a great opportunity. I mean, you can solicit that space as long as you want. Everything we do is month to month, so you don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract or, like, commit to 6 or 12 months. We just go 30 days at a time. Also gives us an opportunity to evaluate you and make sure your reviews are coming back good. But Tara told me that you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's List right now.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. How do you like that service?
So far, it's been pretty good.
Okay, that's a good sign, actually, Michael. If you could do well with Home Advisor by Angie's List, then I know you'll do well with the first page placement on Google. You know how they get their leads?
A lot from you guys, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're on the first page of Google. The difference, though, is that they would sell you the leads individually, and they charge you even if you don't get the job. We list you independently, and we let the customers call you directly. So there's no lead fees, click fees, or call fees. It's just one flat monthly rate to have you up there. And we would actually build a reputation for your company that would last even beyond you using our services. Like, they'll still be able to find your reviews online. If you left us, you'll still have, like, a website and everything that we built for you.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So it's a more of a long-term marketing solution. You do get the immediate return on investment, obviously, just from being up there. About 90% of searches are going to stop on the first page. Most people aren't going to the bottom half of page one, let alone page two, when they're looking for a contractor to do some work on their home. So it's a good credibility factor. But as far as cost, so normally it's usually $499 per month on a month-to-month basis, like with the website included, because we build like a full custom website design. But because your business is new, I could apply a new in business credit, and I could get the pricing down to just $299 on a month-to-month basis. So it breaks down to about $10 a day month-to-month.
Okay. And how long does that last? Is that just promotional or?
No, so that's the benefit to you. So I would actually send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing that it's $299 month to month for as long as you choose to remain with us. So if you're with us for like 5, 6 years, 10 years, you know, your bill's the same. It's not going to go back up or change.
Okay, nice.
Mm-hmm. You'd be locked in. And there are other features that come with that, right? Obviously, the major one is that Google listing and then having that custom website design. But being on the first page of Google in this top three recommended section will actually make you a top five option on the first page of Bing, too. So you're on the first page of Google and Bing, right? And then there's also, like, Facebook. I don't know if you have a Facebook business page, but we'll actually create a Facebook business profile for you and run ads through it. And then there's up to 60 different directories that you could opt into as well that are no additional charge. They're all included in the package. So things like Yelp, Yellow Pages, we'll be able to cover your bases there. So effectively, you know, we'll be able to cover you on all online platforms with the exception of what you already have. We won't want to duplicate any online listings. We don't We're not affiliated with HomeAdvisor and Angie's by any way. We don't really like that company.
Right.
But if you have this and you have that, I mean, there's, I mean, you're hitting every point under the sun as far as online marketing is concerned. So that'll complete your profile. And the great thing about our service too is like, we're in it with you. We retain our clients, and we know the only way we could retain you or have you coming back each month is if we get in there and make sure that it's working for you. So we do monitor the trends. Like, we could see like which keywords and services people are searching the most in your area. That way we don't have to guess on like what keywords are going to get your phone ringing. And then obviously if we see some are working better than others, we do recommend changes, and you have final say on everything. But you know, we try to get as many eyes on your business as possible, generate as many phone calls for your company as possible, so that way you're more likely to keep using our services.
Okay.
So if I could approve that pricing structure at $299 on a month-to-month basis, I mean, I'm sure this is something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well it works, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. The great thing about this is you only have to do this one time for as long as you own your company. When I submit your Google business profile for this placement on the first page of Google, they're going to send a postcard to you in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there. What's the street address that I could send that to?
You can send that to 1106 Euclid Avenue.
Euclid 1106 Euclid Avenue. It says Google on it. It'll also have your business name, and then there's a little five-digit number on the back that I'm going to need from you when it comes in. Euclid Avenue. It's E-U-C-L-I-D?
Yes.
And that's in Pueblo? Oh, there it is. Yes. I found it. Okay.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't pop up.
Yeah, it kept coming up as, like, Los Angeles and Charlotte, North Carolina. Right. Yeah.
That's one I always get.
I noticed your address or your area code for this phone number is out of Utah.
Yeah, I just kept my number. I moved to Colorado.
Gotcha. Okay, so is this the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, we can also offer you like a Google Voice tracking number. It's no additional cost. It'll get you a Colorado like area code, at least from what your customers are seeing, but it'll automatically forward to your 435 number. So that's an option.
Okay. And that's free?
Yeah, it's free. Yeah, okay. You don't have to opt into it right now if you want to take your time and think about it, but it's a good tool. It helps us with our tracking system too. We know basically any calls that come through that number are specifically coming from something that we've done for you, you know. So but there is a client interview. I'll put in the notes here that you're eligible for that at no additional charge. And then if you want to jump into it during your client interview, they'll actually set it up for you and give you the actual number.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay.
All right. And what's your last name, Michael?
It's Dehill.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Yes. V as in Victor.
Mm-hmm.
I-G-I-L.
I-G-I-L. Okay. It looks almost like visual, but VL, you say? Is that how you pronounce it?
Yep.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, my wife's from El Salvador, so I'm surprised I didn't pick up on that Spanish. All right. And then is that actually Spanish?
That's what I'm told.
Yeah. It's unique.
Right.
All right, and then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of the discounted pricing structure that I put you on. What's the business email address that I could send that to?
It's going to be M as in Mike,
mm-hmm.
B as in dog, B as in Victor.
Okay.
At Champion Remodel, at Champion Remodel and Construction.com.
Remodel and okay, let me do this.
Yep.
Let me just verify. remodelinginstructions.com. Let me make sure this comes back valid. Okay. Yeah, and it's not remodeling. It's just remodel, just like the business name? well, the business name has services, yep, LLC, but your company is an LLC, yep, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You want the LLC displayed in your business name?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And I'm going to capitalize the first letter of each word in your business name, with the exception of the and. It just looks better that way. And then,
right,
do you want me to use the asterisk sign for your business name? Like the A&D? Like the and sign?
I think if you spell it out, that'll be best.
Okay. And Construction Services LLC. All right. Submit. Okay. And then we're going to have to buy a domain for you. Do you have a logo for the business or like photos of work that you've done in the past?
Yeah, I have a logo and I have pictures of,
okay,
previous work. And I actually already have a domain.
Okay, perfect.
You guys can use.
Yeah, absolutely. Just give us access to it, and then we'll build all the content for you, and we'll attach it to your online listings. So I'm going to send you two text messages here, and this is just to make sure our texts are going through as well. The first one's going to be my direct contact information, so if you need to get a hold of me directly. And then the second one's going to be an email address for you to send in photos and your company logo.
Okay.
Okay. And then the beauty of it is the hosting's included in the service too, so you don't have to pay like any extra hosting fees for your website while you're using us. Our graphic designer will get in there and host it for you. Any changes you want to make will be a part of the package.
Okay.
All right. And then how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday at 9 to 5.
Okay, and then Saturday and Sunday are closed, or do you have weekend hours?
Yeah.
Closed?
Closed.
Okay. And did you get those two text messages?
Let me check.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them.
All right, perfect. That extension 544 calls me directly. I'm here from 8 to 5, Monday through Friday, Mountain Standard Time. And then if you want, like, after hours service, you hit extension 1, there's 24/7 customer service available to you.
Okay.
All right, let me go and update. All right, and then the last thing I do is set your client interview. So the client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do ask for an hour window in order to complete them, though, and this is where they go over, like, which keywords you want to be listed for. We give you 15 at a time. They'll go over the service area with you in case there's areas, like, you don't want to travel to, and then we'll get started on your website. So we'll get access to the domain and then get a general idea on how you want that site to look. Again, 30 to 45 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's the best time today where we can circle back with you and do that?
Probably around 3 p.m.
3? Mountain Standard?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me go ahead and lock you in here. It's going to be between 3 and 4. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before the appointment as a reminder. If anything pops up or changes in your scheduling, just feel free to contact me directly, or you could always text too. That text will go through to me, and then I could reschedule it. But usually we like to get them done same day so we could start working on everything and get it up and running. And waste a day, could miss an opportunity. So, all right. All right. Boom. And then I'm going to send this invitation to your email, and that's a good way to make sure the email's working too. So, boom, submit. Okay, and then invite client interview tech. All right, so we're all set between 3 and 4. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Michael, how did you want to do that?
We can use a credit card.
Okay, and is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
This is going to be under a different business name.
Oh, okay.
My name, I guess.
Okay, so it does have your name on it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do it under your name, and then I'll send the invoice with your name and the Champion Remodeling, so that way you can write it off here next month. Is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
No, it's going to be 81006.
81006. Oh, the zip code. Got you. What's the actual street address?
It's going to be 2370.
2370.
Rushville. Yep.
Rushville? R-U-S-H-V-I-L-L-E?
B-R-U-S-H.
Oh, Brush. Got it. Okay.
Yep.
And then is that also in Pueblo, or was that the Utah address?
Yeah, it's Pueblo.
Okay. And it's just Brushville Street or Avenue?
Lane. Sorry.
Lane. Okay. Sorry, our merchant processing is very specific. If the address or the name is wrong, any small error, it'll actually decline the transaction. You have to be able to verify. All right. And then on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
3774.
Sorry, what was
7-6.
The first?
7-6. Oh, sorry.
Yeah. I didn't hear the first four.
3774.
3774.
7-6.
Okay.
2225.
2225. Okay, is this American Express?
Yes.
Okay, let me just adjust it. Okay, now it's saying 15 digits. Can you start from the top? My apologies.
No, sir. 3774.
3774.
7622.
7622.
2591.
2591.
007.
007. Okay. Yeah, I recognize the three. I have Amex too. The expiration date, month and year?
It's 0927.
0927. And then four digit code on the front. The Amex are different.
3920.
3920. Okay. And then there is a security question affiliated with your account too, in case we want to verify your identity or vice versa, if you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives. So you have three options for this. You can use your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Let's use my mother's maiden name.
Okay. And what was your mother's maiden name, Michael?
It's Cisneros. And that's with an S. S-I-S.
S-I-S. And then it's just how it sounds, N-E-R-O-S, Cisneros?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Yeah, I think that's usually with a C. All right. So
yeah, correct. I think so.
I've seen it with a C before, never with the S. Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep.
All right, perfect. And then let me make sure I apply these discounts. So we're new in business credit. Tara put in here you're less than a year. Do you have, you know, the actual date that you started the company, or not the actual date, but at least maybe like the month that you started the company?
11/14.
Oh, so it's been around for a while. It's not very new. That's like almost 10 years. Oh, you mean 11/14 of this year?
Month and date.
Oh, okay, gotcha. That's not even a month. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Lock you in. Well, that's a good way to jumpstart your company. You know, the last time we had a listing available in this area was over a year ago. It was 16 months ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, some guys wait a while for them to open up. Google kind of prefers, like, new slate, I guess you could say, like somebody without any like negative reviews, because sometimes if they have bad reviews, we have to like expunge them. They would rather start with somebody new than to do that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Update. All right. Okay, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, and then we're basically good to go until the client interview after this. Now, as I'm walking you through the client or this voice verification, if there's anything I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just stop me, okay? I could always rephrase it for you.
Okay.
All right. So you're on a recorded line, Michael. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Champion Remodel and Construction Services, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Michael V. Hill, owner/operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Michael, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online marketing while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we already know what you're currently doing, Michael. We're not saying you can't do anything else, but you shouldn't need anything else. The way I got your package set up, I tried to cover all your bases. That way we're like your one-stop shop for your online marketing and advertising needs. But what we want to avoid is like you duplicating any listings or paying for anything that you already have through us. Okay. So just try to be mindful of that. If you're not sure, just double check with me. As your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. Says the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is December 4th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299 as part of a new in business credit. That's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional cost that we're going to build on your domain. And then I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with the website and your campaign. So when your term is completed, the agreement will be set up to automatically renew each month on the fourth day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $299 for as long as you choose to remain with us. It does state in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, please let us know before the next billing is due so that way we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you should have received already a welcome text message. Did you get that?
Yes.
Okay. There is a link in that text. It's also been emailed over to you where it says, please click here to accept your subscription terms. There's a full outline of the agreement in black and white. So that's going to have all the products and features that we're providing for you in that platinum package. It's going to have the discounted pricing structure, the billing date, the cancellation policy, and at the bottom, it's going to ask you to sign off on it. Okay. So when you do have a chance, sign off on that. And then there's also another form that you should have got automatically, but I don't see it, so I'm going to manually send it to you now. And this one is for your Google verification. So it's going to ask you for photos. You have license and insurance?
Yeah.
Okay. I should have asked you that in the beginning. You're bilingual too, right?
No.
No? You don't speak Spanish, just English?
Yeah, correct.
Okay. All right, so let's verify that. Boom. Okay, so they're going to ask you to send those in, though. Like, there's photos it's going to ask you for of, like, business license, insurance, a business card, business registration, invoice, workplace. It says, like, tools and equipment, work vehicle. You can cover your license plate number on the work vehicle. They do want to see, like, either the Colorado or Utah state license plate that you have. But you don't have to show the numbers. If you're missing anything on there, don't worry about it. It tells you right at the bottom if you're missing anything and Google doesn't accept it, I'm literally going to get on a three-way call with you in the Google headquarters and we'll just verify you over the phone that way. So nothing's going to stop you from getting up there. But it's always a lot easier to process if you actually have those pictures and fill out that form. And it's super easy to fill out. There's like little links in there. You can just upload photos, snap a picture of each one of them and send them over. And that's not going to be displayed to the general public. That's just going to the Google headquarters, and then they'll put a little shield and check mark on your listing. It lets the customer know that you're a Google-verified business, gives them peace of mind in hiring you right off that first page. I also wanted to ask you, too, do you want me to hide your street address?
Yes, please.
Okay. So on your listing, it'll just say Pueblo, Colorado, 81004.
Yep, sounds good.
for the address. The website, everything else will still be up there. And then I also made you eligible for the Google Voice tracking phone number as well, which they can provide during your client interview today at 3. All right, so that concludes our initial setup process, Michael. If you do have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, like I said, you have my direct number. Do not hesitate to give me a call. No questions or dumb questions. I want to make sure this is working for you. Like I said, our goal is to work with you long term, right, even though it's a month-to-month program. So don't hesitate to let us know if you need anything. Other than that, look out for your Google pin in the mail. It usually takes about 5 to 7 days to get in the mail, so probably next Monday it'll be there. I need that 5-digit number on the back, and then try to be available for your client interview today at 3 o'clock. If you don't answer the first time, I will blow you up. Just know that if I do that, it's with your best intention at heart. I'm not trying to bug you, but, you know, if you pay for the service, I want to make sure you get it, okay?
Right, okay.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you at 3 o'clock for your client interview.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks.
All right. You're very welcome. You have a great day.
All